And Dakota mentioned the one there at 23 and 94, and that's in my girlfriend's backyard, practically. Well, right at the end of the her subdivision that she lives in, and the subdivision I lived in back in between 1981 and 1985, when I first got married, when that subdivision was first built. And I think it was a Texaco station originally. But yeah, these sheets are going to be like Starbucks. You know, there's going to be one on every corner, and it's all about location. The one at 23 and 94 has a speedway across the street from the traffic light, so it's easy in, easy out. But it's on the westbound side of 20, north side, westbound side traffic for 94. And so to get into the sheets, even with traffic lights there, is not going to be easy. To get out of it, it empties out onto the side street, Donner, which is the service road right next to the freeway, and leads into my girlfriend's subdivision. So it's a great location, but just making that turn in and out of Sheets location, coming from east end of Chesterfield Township, New Baltimore areas, it's going to be tough. And so I think Speedway still might win out on that. But it's all about location for sure. Okay, we know Anthony bowed out for now. Sean, are you back?
Yes, I am. I was at the Starbucks. Yeah, they're certainly permeating the area. There's no doubt about that. Same, Jerry, same here. They got one at 12 and Mount, and they put one at 12 and Equiner. And there's one right around the corner at 13 and a half and Van Dyke. So it's like three of them all within a couple of miles. And I think they might be putting another one in at 14 and Ryan. I'm not 100% sure, but they tore a big building down there on the corner, and it's all flat land now. So every time I see that, I think, oh, another sheet. So now I did a little research on them when they first announced they were coming, and seems like they're a decent company. Not 100% sure they're family owned, but I thought that was family owned, but I could be wrong on that. But I do know they're really big into supporting local sports, and they're real big into hockey. So the professional hockey, as far as that's their big sport that they're really behind. So I don't know if that's going to translate here, but that's elsewhere they've been. They seem to be real big on community things and professional hockey, supporting it, and that. So that's all good by me. And if they're family-owned, even better. But I don't know. That's a lot of stuff for a family-owned business. But then again, you got the Walton, so I guess no surprise there. Who gets it after me? Dakota?